Hey, Joel Malkin for WJNO.com and the Florida News Network. And on the line with me is Ava Parker. She's president of Palm Beach State College. Thank you for joining me. So we spoke with the president of the union that represents professors at the Palm Beach State College, the United Faculty Union, or United Faculty of Palm Beach State College, their name, Nick LaRocca. I guess the union is in the middle of a vote of no confidence, going to be announcing on Monday. Sounds like they expect to have enough votes for the no confidence vote. So I wanted to get your thoughts on this. I could go through some of the claims. I'm assuming you've probably heard many of them, but I wanted to see what your reaction was and what you had to say.
You know, first, you know, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you, Joel. You know, I'd say that it's very unfortunate that we are at this point in our negotiations. You know, I had the pleasure of working with great faculty here at Palm Beach State College. I know how much they care about our students and how much they, you know, dedicate their lives to student success, which is a big part of, you know, our mission here, is that we can transform the lives of our students. And I think our faculty have a big part to play in that process. And I'm disappointed that the negotiations with faculty have led them to this point. But I, again, I'm looking forward to continued conversations with them so that we can reach a resolution that is something that both sides can agree upon. But the fact that we're, you know, now having this conversation, it doesn't change my support for them and the great work that they do, or it doesn't change my feeling about the level of commitment that they have for the success of our students.
Some of the things that Mr. LaRocca is claiming is that that you have furloughed plenty of staff, even as, and this was from his words, even as we have vaccines for COVID coming shortly, because I understand many of your classes have moved to online, like most of our colleges here and universities. But as you furloughed staff, he says most of the staff and the teachers are paid on average $10,000 less in salary than Miami-Dade College and Indian River State College, among others, and that you are spending what he calls bloated salaries and taxpayer dollars on some of your administrative staff that it has, I guess, doubled since you took over. So I wanted you to be able to address that.
You know, what I'd say to you, Joel, is that, you know, the pandemic has certainly, you know, brought on some unfortunate situations for us. And one of them is that most of our classes are remote, except for those face-to-face programs that we need to definitely offer in person. Except for those workforce programs that require us to offer those programs in person. And as most of our staff has gone remote and most of our students are remote, then many of the services that are offered by our staff, you know, have diminished. So any decisions that we've made about furloughing have been decisions that are related to positions. That is, when you think about the fact that we're not having as many shows in our theaters, then we would have people who would come into work, but they wouldn't have as much work to do or any work to do based upon the change that we have because of the pandemic. Or if you think about a wellness center that we'd have, where normally it's a gym that's open on campus for faculty, staff, and students, and yet there are no students and very few staff on campus for them to use. So it's not so much that we've made furlough decisions about people as much as it's been about positions, because those positions did not transfer to remote work. And then fortunately, what I'd say is that we were in a position so that many of those positions that were furloughed, the individuals were able to apply for other jobs that were open at the college. So I think that we had to make a very responsible decision as it relates to our furloughs, just based upon the fact that we had to be better stewards of state dollars and ensure that we had work for them to do. I can tell you that when we first went remote, let's say late spring, We certainly had other work for all of our staff to do, but then as that diminished, we had to make tough decisions about furloughing positions. And again, feel fortunate that many of them were able to return to other jobs, or that when their jobs come back up after the pandemic or as things get back to the new normal, that they'll be able to come back to those positions.
I was just going to say, what about the claims of that he makes that you were paying administrators total salary and benefits in excess of $200,000, sometimes $300,000 a year, and he says professors and other staff are making a good $10,000 less than they could make at other nearby state colleges.
I'd say a couple of different things. One is that certainly the administrative salaries that we pay are in line with or less than those of our sister institutions, and the accusation that those that they are $200,000, $300,000 or more are not true. I'd say to you that the budgets of each of our institutions are different, and so therefore each institution has to make decisions based upon the budget that's available to them. I'd say to you that, yes, there are differences, more specifically in the salaries of faculty at different institutions, but salaries have different contracts. I'd say to you that the contracts that we have for faculty here at Palm Beach State College are shorter than the contracts that they have at some of our sister institutions throughout the system. And I think that the difference in those contracts have led, to a difference in pay. But Joel, it doesn't negate the fact that I do agree that that our faculty should be paid more. That's why we're at the bargaining table and negotiating with them. But I think that it's very clear that I prioritize faculty and that I've given faculty increases every year that I've been here, except for the 1 year where they declared impasse, and that's the position that we're in now. But just the idea that that there's this administrative bloat or the idea that we're paying so much more, I don't think that the facts at all support that that statement.
And then I just have to ask you about this wall that he brings up. He says he's valued it at over $10,000, and there's a button, and you hit it, and it turns opaque.
Joel, I'm so sorry that we're having to do this interview by phone versus in person. I think that the office that I work in is definitely in line with the work that I do and definitely not inappropriate. I took over a position where the previous person had been here for over 18 years and the place had not been renovated. After being here for a year, I made changes in the office suite that I think are very appropriate for a president at a college, and I have no problem in giving you an opportunity to come in and visit with me and see it at your earliest convenience.
Did the wall cost $10,000?
I don't recall the cost of the wall, but I know that the renovations that we made in here were very appropriate, and so I can't give you a specific answer to that at this time, but I certainly don't mind getting back with you on it. But I certainly would love for you to see it. I don't think that anything that's in this office suite is inappropriate or elaborate or overstated. I think it's what I need in order to do the job that I have for the college.
All right. Mr. LaRocca is saying basically that this no-confidence vote that's expected to be announced on Monday, he's basically saying that they're going to ask you to either right the ship or resign. What says you?
I say that I look forward to continuing to negotiate with the faculty so that we can reach a resolution as it relates to fair compensation. And I think that the negotiations will continue with them even after the conversations that we may have on Monday based upon what they're engaged in right now.
Do you feel that them reaching out, the union reaching out to the media and doing this vote, do you feel this is all an effort to basically get what they want in the negotiations?
I don't want to say that. I think that I respect their feelings and I respect the approach that they take to however they might want to achieve whatever result they're looking for. So I don't want to step back and suggest that I am not sensitive to the fact that faculty are very hardworking people who deserve to be paid fairly. So I don't want to characterize the decisions that they're making as anything other than what they feel is right for them to reach their results. And that's why I look forward to continuing our conversations so that we can ultimately resolve the issue and move forward in our work together to ensure that we're doing the best that we can for our students.
All right, President Ava Parker with the Palm Beach State College, appreciate you joining me.
Thank you so much for your time.